T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have got a Falcons great sitting down with us, one of the best centers over the last 20 years, Alex Mack, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Doing very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. We got to ask you, and I got a chance to talk to you in preseason about Wes Schweitzer and what happened on the O-line, him cross-training at center. We heard the news yesterday with Andy Levitre out for the year with a tricep injury. How does that change the continuity on the front line for you guys?
I mean, it's going to really hurt to lose Andy. He's a great guy, great teammate, and we all feel terrible for him for this to happen, period, especially this early in the season. But Wes had a lot of reps last year at right guard. He's now stepping in at left. He's done all the positions all through training camp just for this exact occurrence. He was able to step up and play really well against Carolina. And we expect really good things from him.
So, Alex, does this the switch at left guard here with Wes moving in there, does this put more on your plate in terms of mentoring, helping him, maybe even as you're breaking the huddle and maybe you have a quick word with him, but before you line up, does this put a little bit more on your plate?
I wouldn't say so, no. Wes is a really smart guy. He does everything the right way, really works hard, and all through practice, you know, we have such a communal attitude about the O-line all the time, helping guys throughout the whole week, talking about the drills and who's doing, talking about drills, talking about blocks, and the backups will watch the starters watch the backups, just kind of talk through a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of communication going on with that anyway. So Wes stepping in there, there's no more on my plate. I know Andy's been doing it a long time, so Andy had a really good vision for the field, and so he'd see a lot of things. But, Wes is also a really smart guy.
I know last week, and you guys came in with a mentality to just smash Carolina, and I know that's a division game. Was that something you talked about all week, that we've got to be able to run the football, we've got to be able to give Matt time, knowing how physical Carolina likes to be typically?
Your offense runs best is when you're dynamic and you can really – anything you do, the defense doesn't really know what's going to happen. So us to develop the run game helps open up the pass game, which helps open up the play action, which then helps open up the run. You know, all those things kind of work together. So we really wanted to – you know, banged the drum hard last week about, you know, we got to run the ball well. We got to, you know, get into blocks, really try to stay on things. They have a really solid front seven. So if we can get, you know, the running back to the edge, the backfield, good things are going to happen. Our running backs did a great job this last game, breaking tackles and making things happen. A lot of credit goes to them.
And I, you took me right to my next question here. Alex Mack, Falcon Center, joining Rick and John here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch. What gets the offensive line room more jacked up? Like Sanu's block on Keekly or like Tevin Coleman's ankle breaker? What gets you guys jazzed in the O-line room?
That's a good question. Usually it's our own blocks. I mean, yeah. When we set a block that, enables something to break a big run. But it is really nice when you have, the ankle breaker running backs making things happen, really making guys miss. They did a really good job of, saving us a couple times. Like, things weren't blocked quite right, and they really, hit it hard, ran fast, and made something look good.
Now, Matt Ryan, not necessarily running fast, but running effectively, getting outside on that third down, getting in the end zone. As an O-lineman, you're in a pass set, and then all of a sudden, I guess you kind of have an internal clock where you feel your quarterback break free and get outside. Are you behind the play, seeing him kind of helicopter into the end zone there? And what was your reaction when he scores?
You're not supposed to have an internal timer because that's when you get in trouble. So you're just supposed to keep blocking no matter what. And wherever a defensive lineman tries to go, don't let him go there. That's usually our motto. And so when, Matt runs off to the left there, I thought he was going to throw the ball away. Like, he's way out leveraged me. Like, my guy's standing right next to me. He's like, all right, I'm set. Beat him. Like, he's not making the play. And then he starts, running downfield, and then that opens up your ability to go downfield. Because usually if you're going to throw the ball, you got to just kind of stand there and hope the ball gets off. Versus when he's running the ball, right. You got to try to make a block happen. So we had to, run downfield and try to get something. So I was unfortunately not blocking somebody and had a really good view of his touchdown.
I mean, really cool. I think it's one of the best moments of Matt Ryan's Falcons career. I really do. Do you think that's too hyperbolic? Do you think that's too crazy? Or you know, you've been with Matt, what, 2-3 years now? Like, is that one of the best moments you've seen Matt have as your teammate?
I don't think he's going to be remembered for having a running quarterback touchdown kind of game. So I think his greatest moment is probably going to come from a lot of great passing downs. But yeah, absolutely, it's great to enable that threat, to show it on film that the better the quarterback runs and harder he avoids, the less they can really rush you, the more mobile the quarterback is. So they'll have to drop a guy or, you know, keep him honest. And so that's always nice as O lineman to keep the defensive line as honest as possible.
Well, a team in New Orleans that likes to bring pressure. I've watched both of their games, you know, playing against Tampa Bay and then playing Cleveland. I watched some of the replay on that. They like to bring pressure. What challenge do they bring you guys on the front five trying to protect Matt and open up some running lanes?
They got a lot of talent up front. I mean, they got a bunch of big guys that press the pocket pretty well. And, you know, they play a lot of different things well together. So they're going to – what are they going to show up in? They blitz a lot. So it's going to be a lot of time in the film room and in the, you know, looking at the book for our assignments and rules to make sure we get everyone covered. And I think our goal is if we can see the defense appropriately, see their blitzes, and get guys on guys, we should have some success.
Alex, this rivalry, and that's the last thing I know you got to run, this rivalry, what does it do for you to get the juices flowing going against New Orleans? You came from the old AFC North where it's rugged and everybody hates each other. These two franchises don't like each other. What's it like for you guys?
I mean, it's a division game, and those are huge. You know, we had a big big game last week, and we got to, you know, that's in the past. We got to look forward to this next game up front. And these games really matter. Down the road, winning your division, winning these games really help you. They pay dividends. So it's a really important week. And yeah, just got to keep banging that drum of how big this game is and how important it is. And I think the goal is just take it one day at a time. You can't win the game today, but you can't put the work in to enable you to.
Well, let's go win that thing on Sunday, man. Alex, we really appreciate your time, taking a few minutes here out of your preparation. Go get it, man. We'll be cheering, and obviously we hope 2-1 and 2-0 in the division after this big one.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.